Taloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le Suefu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, E Momo Lava Piki, Petitato Tamana Italangi Motana Tauhinga, Manahoka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Mateola Matema Alohe Kumawe Gitato, Okatino in Tato Tamahaina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mālo ni mahanga hei tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia ma East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngā lue mālohi ma te tau tō mō tātou kāinga pahe huka. I Aotearoa, New Hila.
Talo falava, malo elele kia orana. Especially, I think this week is Tongue and Language Week, so malo elele. Te Ama and our Pacific Health Partner, Waitemata and Auckland District Health Boards, is proud to work together and introduce to you Pesio Ahoni as our very special guest speaker in the studio with us right now this beautiful new morning. But before we do so, for you to hear her, are we going to start our programs as we normally do with the word of prayer?
Our dear Heavenly Father, we pray to you this morning for your blessing upon our program. We also pray that you bless our community this morning who are listening. We pray that the information we shared this morning with you all will be one that is fruitful and one that is full of grace and full of humility in your name. We pray for our elders and those who are unwell. We also pray, Lord, that that you continue to grow and enrich and prosper our Pacific community, in particular, not just for New Zealand, but also in our home nations. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Privilege to introduce to you our beautiful guest speaker this morning, and we have here with us in the studio PSU Ahoni, Director, National Pacific Services, Mapumaya at Problem Gambling Foundation of New Zealand. PSU has a Bachelor of Marketing and Business, a post-grad diploma in health promotion, and is a member of, she will explain to you what this stands for, Tabet NZ. She is Samoan born and New Zealand raised, with a background in Pacific tertiary education and Pacific media and marketing. PSU currently delivers the Pacific training for Te Kakano Public Health Project and is a member of various advisory, organizing and steering committees along with other Pacific and non-Pacific providers. She is an elected board member of the Health Promotion Forum of New Zealand. And I also have with me my co-host Lorenzo Caesara, and right now I welcome you, PSU, on Te Ama Health Program. Talo falava malo soifua.
Talo falava, ya mumu of tfa talo fa tutpa ian madu tato tunu upele neta yao, malo lava soifu, malo langi ma. Warm Pacific greetings to everyone, and thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so very much, and also a special welcome to you, Lorenzo, for your love and faithfulness in continuing serving your people in our community. Talofa.
Talofa lava, maro lele kia ora na whakalofala ia tu talohani, nesta bola vinaka, and those are the very special work, Pacific greetings on the Mapumaya Pro Show that I'm holding right now. Well done.
And so PSU has been working with Pacific communities for the past 20 years, and in particular within public health and workforce development. Looking at her now and meeting her for the first time, she's looking no more than 20 years old. So what's your secret there with you, PSU?
Oh, there's no secret. I think it's my Asian blood.
Asian blood, that's
true. True that.
It's my Asian blood, but thank you very much. I have been working with Pacifica for a very long time, almost 30 years since I started working in government back in the 80s. My career has taken me through social services and tertiary and media, and I found myself 18 years ago within the health sector, in particular with problem gambling and Pacifica community. So I have a long history with working with our Pacifica in any career that I had. So, it's been very, very rewarding and very passionate about our Pacifica.
Bessie, you mentioned earlier offline that you are from Wellington, and flying over to Auckland every week, Monday to Friday, and then flying back home. How is that for you?
It's like catching a bus, Lorenzo. It's only 45 minutes, the flight from Auckland to Wellington. And so if you think about sitting in traffic in Auckland, it's probably the same. But it is part of the job because I have a national role. I do enjoy travelling. I'm at the stage, I suppose, that my children are all growing, and I have one granddaughter. So it's nice to come to Auckland and then leave again at the end of the week. I think Wellington is a beautiful city, and it is nice to come home, and because my family is all in Auckland, I was raised in Auckland. So yes, I travel. Yes.
That will lead us to our next question. Now, you mentioned that you are the national director of Mapumaya under the mainstream of mainstream of Problem Gambling Foundation. So, do you have offices in the whole of New Zealand, or is it just here in Auckland and in Wellington?
No, we're a national. Mapumaya is a national service. Mm-hmm. We currently have staff in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, and just recently we opened up an office in Levin. So we have Pacific Island counsellors and social workers and also health promoters working in the community. So we provide services face-to-face, family, group. We also provide phone counselling, text counselling. We also have an 0800 number that people can ring up and talk to our counsellors. In Tongan and Samoan at the moment in English, and so we're trying to provide a service to our communities across New Zealand, so that you know, we can help our families who are affected by gambling, but also affected by other issues that also affects our family that coexists with gambling in our Pacific.
So there's a great balance of, you know, your staff there in terms of clinical as well as public health. So you've got health promoters, counsellors. That's a really good combination because if we look at the models that we use to drive our services, for example, Whānau Whale, we've got to have that balance. And that's a great, you know, that's a great, you know, aspect about Mapumaya, is to have not only clinical counsellors but also public health promoters, and they're all qualified.
Yes.
So that's a good balance. Now, Miss Hill, talk to me about what are the challenges that Mapumaya faces, you know, in delivering the support that our people need.
Oh, you know, Lorenzo, there's a lot of challenges. Obviously, the need is big, but our funding is small. So we cannot provide the physical bodies that we need to be able to service our communities. The other challenges is that we're funded from the Ministry of Health to deliver gambling services, but our people do not come with gambling alone. They also come with mental health, family violence, drug and alcohol addictions, you name it, you know, employment issues, housing, all the other social services. And we have to help. We cannot just isolate gambling and say, well, you need to go somewhere else. So to provide a holistic service is very hard when you're only funded for part of that holistic service
for gambling.
So we've been advocating to funders for a long time, as many of our health providers, to fund holistic services more and not to silo, not to put into different groups funding. So that's our main challenges. And also the biggest challenge that we're facing at the moment is our Pacific people living in out of the bigger cities, like in the smaller communities like Levin, Masterton, Hastings, Timaru, Oamaru. They are growing numbers of Pacific there. They are the working poor, and they have a lot of needs, a lot of health needs in particular, and there are no Pacific services able to help them in those small areas.
You mentioned the word funding. You know, that's the most common problems when it comes to delivering a holistic service. Now, I like that word holistic because we look after, we're looking at the mental well-being, cultural well-being, physical well-being, emotional,
yes.
Spiritual well-being as well. Now, with the funding, you are right. You know, we don't want our people running around looking for these services, you know. Mm. They can come to Mapumaya and Mapumaya can say, these are all the services that we offer. You don't have to go to this, you know, a way to look for this service for any other addictions.
Yes.
Is the government listening? Is the Ministry of Health listening?
Not always.
Not always?
I mean, we are very excited about the new health and the mental health and well-being yes. budget that's mm-hmm. come out. Mm-hmm. $1.9 billion that the government's put out. 400 million of that, correct me if I'm wrong, is tagged for Pacific services over 3 years. And so, you know, we hope that we'll be able to be consulted on as the sector, mm-hmm, as the mm-hmm. Pacific health sector, on how the best way that money should be spent. Because the current system of funding mm-hmm. services doesn't work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So then
can I interrupt you right there, yes. Bessie? Can you say that again, please?
The current system of funding mm-hmm. doesn't work for our Pacific services mm-hmm. or our Pacific communities.
Yeah.
So that's what came out of the Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry that mm-hmm. was done last year. There was the report came out, there was a very large portion of that report that said the system is broken.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to encourage government and encourage our Pacific communities to have a say on what are some of our solutions,
mm-hmm.
what are the better ways to fund,
mm-hmm.
what are the better ways for procurement,
mm-hmm.
for us to provide some innovative ideas on mm-hmm. how we can fund services and deliver services to Pacific. One of the things I'm really passionate about, as you said, is these dual roles of health promoter and clinical,
mm-hmm.
because that is innovative for me, because the clinician or the counsellor
mm-hmm.
speaks our language, knows our culture, but he also is the person that is engaging with the community mm-hmm. as a health promoter, but also the person that's doing the counselling and mm-hmm. the clinical work
mm-hmm.
and the tala-tala, and also the rapport and trust
mm-hmm.
is built. So these are just some, you know, things that I thought that we just need to think more innovatively and differently, working in partnerships
mm-hmm.
and collaborations to be able to look at funding in a different way.
Mm.
What comes to mind as you are speaking, you're talking about funding, innovating ideas. Mm. Have you thought or have you suggested about giving the fund to the grassroots, where that work is actually being done?
Absolutely, yeah.
Done, and I mean hands-on.
Mm.
We know the people.
Yes.
We know their needs. Have you...
Yes, the NGO sector, the community services, have been underfunded for many years. Mapumaya is an NGO. We're a community. Yes. We're not a DHB.
Yeah.
So there has been a lot of talk about giving funding, taking funding away from the control of DHBs,
yes.
and giving it more to community services, mm-hmm. who are frontline, yes. interfacing with grassroots community,
mm-hmm.
rather than there are a lot of red tape and bureaucracy mm-hmm. within the DHB, mm-hmm. and that's what we've been talking mm-hmm. about for a long time.
I say this because some of us at the age now where we've been listening to this, make a difference.
Yeah.
How do we make a difference? We're at the age now where we retired and we're still singing the same song.
Yes.
Make a difference. So we depend and rely on you young ones. Make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now we step aside to support you.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us have been doing this work voluntary for years.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
No mm-hmm. funding, no support. It's labor of love.
Mm.
That's what Pacific Polynesians are about, right?
Yes. Well, has been said that the Pacific community are the largest numbers of volunteers in New Zealand.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Because we volunteer in our churches, in our homes, mm-hmm. in our sports clubs,
mm-hmm.
in our, you know, healthcare
facilities. So we've been volunteering for most of our lives.
Communities, we know where the needs are.
Yes,
and we do provide little things like little food parcels, clothing, and things like this. It's being real.
Especially the partnership between the counsellors and health promoters. You know, something comes to mind that relates to Samoan culture. The high chief and the orator, they work together alongside, you know, to look after their families.
Yes.
You know, where the high chief just sits back and relaxed and watch, whereas the orator, he is more like the health promoter that does all the talking and, you know, all the running around. So that's very good. So you can take that back to Mapumaya and thank me later. No. Anyway.
And we've been the orators, right? You and me, right?
Basil, one massive question that up until now, we don't know what the answer is. Why do people gamble?
Yes, that's the key question.
Yes.
There's not one answer, because different people gamble for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We have found that people start off to gamble to have a bit of entertainment, it's a bit of fun, and then as more they play, the more they become addicted to it, and then it doesn't become fun, it becomes an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So some people start off that they're sometimes they're bored.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the pokey machines. They have a bit of a, you know, socialize. Other people gamble because they don't want to stay at home. They're lonely. There are also other people that may gamble because they have given up drinking and smoking and maybe want
to... Nothing
else to occupy their time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many different reasons why people start to gamble. But there are very common effects that once people get addicted to gambling, these are the things that usually happens. They usually suffer from anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
They become behind in their debts, so they are looking for money all the time. When someone looks for money and is desperate for money to feed a gambling addiction, they may commit a crime, like fraud. Fraud is very common in our Pacific communities.
Mm-hmm.
They may commit an offence like domestic violence.
Yeah.
They're frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
They take it out on their loved ones. They may leave their kids in the car. Or they may leave them at home.
And that has happened.
That's very common.
That's very common.
Very common. We have had lots of cases where children have been left in Sky City Casino car parks. Children have been left home alone while parents gamble. So that's very common.
So if someone has a gambling problem from stage one of just going for fun, when they get to stage 10, where it becomes an addiction. Is that when Mapumaya jumps in and say, we can help you take you back to stage one, right?
We can jump in at any stage.
At any stage.
Any stage. If they ring us and say, even if before they get to that stage 10, as you said, if they get some information, you know, the health promotion messages, and they think, oh, actually, I'm not there yet, but I think I can be there soon.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call, because we are from stage 1 to 10 and beyond.
I like that. You are from stage 1 to 10. So even if you do not have a problem with gambling, but you are thinking, then seek for help, seek for support straight away.
So,
is there another Pacific service that provides gambling support apart from...
Yes, there are... there are two others in Auckland. That's their South Seas Healthcare in Otara. And there's also Tupu Services with the Waitemata DHB.
Tupu Services. I take my hat off to you, Pesio, because in the past, the Ministry of Health was very, very close of cutting, I'm not too sure, correct me if I'm wrong, of cutting that funding for Mapumaya. And you won that case.
Yes.
And that shows your passion and your love. Your aroha for our people to fight what is best for our people. Can you share a little bit about that?
About 6 years ago, the Ministry of Health cut the funding. And what happened was that we objected Not because of the funding cut, but because of the process and the way they've cut our funding. So we were fortunate enough to be able to take them to court, to take the Crown or the Ministry of Health to the High Court in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And we won that case. So it was 12 months of hard work to take that case forward. We won the case and we got awarded court costs.
Mm-hmm.
And but in the meantime, throughout that whole process, the Ministry of Health had to keep our funding going while the court case. So we were able to survive while we were battling out in court.
We need more people like Pesil, and we need more services like Mapumaya, who, if they see there's something wrong with the Ministry of Health, they can stand up and speak up for our people, and they can continue to provide that awesome service.
Amen. I was just going to say that. For you, Pesil, that's what I call faith.
Yeah.
It was a lot of faith, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of prayers.
Yeah.
A lot of prayers.
Something I'd like to ask. You spoke about the question you put, Lorenzo, is why do people gamble? It's a choice they made. But what I'm asking you, or maybe a challenge, have you thought of like a pre-training or pre-education before they actually put those thoughts into action?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of our work is the prevention side, is the public health promotion side. So we have our staff go into church groups, to youth groups, out to the community to do workshops and raise awareness of prevention.
Rugby clubs.
We've been to the Warriors, Chiefs. We've been anywhere that people have asked us to come, we go through. All our services are free, by the way. We're fully funded to provide free services.
Mm-hmm.
And so a big message that we do is prevention, is around safety, is around being aware of the dangers. Because the most dangerous form of gambling that our Pacific people play is pokies. The pokie machines, the slot machines in the community, they're the most dangerous and most addictive. When people say, you can just stop, you can just don't go there anymore, well, that's easier said than done, because they become psychologically and physically addicted to the to the machines, and they need a clinical intervention. Talatalanoa is what we call counselling. Talatalanoa to be able to help people break that addiction.
And the saying goes, prevention is better than cure.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's right. E sili lava e puipuia na ilona tonga fitia. Fale, I myself, personally, my family has a dance group. It's called Te Paula Dance Group. And we've been blessed with an invitation to represent Samoa in Tahiti. And we leave next Tuesday on the 14th, we come back on the 30th, and Mapumaya, PCO, and PCO and her team blessed us with a sponsorship. They've given us free t-shirt, 25 t-shirts, and that's a blessing. And I would like to acknowledge Mapumaya and PCO and your team for their support. Thank you so much for sponsoring us. Now, PCO, people out there, I know they're waiting for this. Okay, so Mapumaya offers free service and free support. How do we get in touch with Mapumaya?
Oh, look, we have a free phone, 0800 21 21 22.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 0800 21 21 22. You can also email us. It's help at mapumaya.nz. It's very easy. And so from anywhere in the country, you can contact us.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go on to our Facebook page or our website. So just Google search Mapumaya and you can find us.
Wait, Lorenzo, you're saying you have a dancing group. Wouldn't it be nice if we all created, more dancing groups so these people with this gambling problem can be dancing rather than going?
Oh, that's a good idea, Fali.
Yeah. So I've just started up for the old people in my community. You know, I went and got a big speaker. So we can start, moving to the drum beats and things like that. But you're not going to Samoa without me, though.
Fale, back in the days, dancing was our way of dealing with depression, dealing with stress, dealing with any sort of mental problems. You know, when you dance, it brings out happiness and it brings that joy out of you. And yeah, so I believe that we should start doing that, Fale. But first of all, let me go to Tahiti first.
Yeah.
And then when I come back, I'll take you to Te Wila Festival next year.
So you can do the Tahitian dance properly, right?
But excuse me, I'm Fale, and our special guest here, I've got another meeting to shoot off to. But thank you so much, Bessie, for your support to Tipa Ula. Blessed to have you on the radio today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
So you've been listening to Pesio Ahoni, Director, National Pacific Services, Mapumaya at Problem Gambling Foundation of New Zealand. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Natural.
If ever I
Welcome back, and you have been listening to Biesio Ahoni, Director, National Pacific Services, Mapumaya, at Problem Gambling Foundation of New Zealand. Biesio has been working with Pacific communities for the past 20 years, and is particularly within public health and workforce development. In 2001, PSU developed the first Pacific gambling project in Manukau with Pacific Care Trust. As the project manager, her role was to develop Pacific public health programs in Manukau. So we're going back a long way, PSU.
Yes.
2001 with Pacific Care Trust that started all this.
Yes.
You know, your passion.
Mm.
Yes. And so from then on, also, I will mention a very good friend and a happy one, Rufo.
Yes.
You know, Pupu Ali'i. Yes. Missing her. I know she's busy and jump ship.
Mm.
Yeah, but God is good.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it was very long time ago, and Rufo and I both started Mapumaya in 2009, very long time ago. So this is actually our 10th year anniversary of Mapumaya. And when we started Mapumaya, it was only both the two of us, just Rufo and I. And since then, it's grown to be a national service across the country. And so we're very proud of that achievement. Rufo, we miss her, but she's doing some wonderful work with Emerge Aotearoa in a role that is serving our people in the area of mental health. But back in 2001, Fale, when I first entered the problem gambling sector for Pacifica, there wasn't any Pacifica service for problem gambling. In fact, problem gambling was very unknown, was a very unknown addiction or social issue. And so a lot of my work was on just education and raising awareness of the issue.
Mm.
And getting inviting people to talk about it. But our Pacific people didn't want to talk about it.
Mm.
It was very much, they were very ashamed if they had a gambling problem. They were very embarrassed to talk about it, and leaders didn't want to talk about it, and so it was very difficult back in the early 2000s to raise the awareness.
Yeah, at the same time, at Pacific Care Trust, Rufo was also leading what the project called Like Minds, Like Minds.
Yes, yes.
You know, countering stigma, discrimination associated with mental illness. So the passion that you young ones had. And so in 2002, you took up the role of Pacific coordinator for New Development National Pacific Gambling Project and developed the National Public Health Strategies for Problem Gambling.
Yes, yes. So the government funded a National Pacific Service, mainly in prevention. And so I took up a three-month contract to work there. And that was very good. It was that's when I we were very much, and back in those days, just making it up as we went along, if you know what I mean, because there wasn't any other strategy or prevention service for Pacific gambling anywhere in the world.
Right.
And so New Zealand and also our Pacific communities were one of the first to put together a Pacific strategy.
Yes.
And a Pacific plan for our people. And so that was really exciting, and we were breaking new ground. We really wanted to make sure that our Pacific values were incorporated in our messages, that we wanted to be able to reduce the barriers for people seeking help,
mm-hmm.
which meant reducing the stigma.
Yes.
And the way we could do that was to put messages out there that it was okay to talk to somebody, just like the like minds, like mind. And so that's been 20 years, really, just trying to reduce the stigma and reduce that barrier. And so we are a lot different place now than back when we first started. People are talking about it. The government's talking about it. Other services are talking about it. I'm talking about it on air.
Yes.
And so it is, you know, we've come a long way.
Yes, we definitely have come a long way. It's okay to talk about mental health, mental illness.
Yes.
It's okay to talk about gambling.
Yes.
It's okay.
It's okay.
And we need to take that message out there. It's okay. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
Because if you don't talk about, like we call, let's have a mat on the floor and have a talanoa. You know, we don't. Talanoa enough.
You know, the term counselling is very foreign to our, you know, to our Pacific, and so we don't use terms that are
not
foreign
to us.
And not familiar. So we use terms like talanoa, you know, or talatalanoa. We use the fale, we use the fala. You know, even our name Mapumaya, it doesn't have gambling in it.
That's right.
We purposely put in a name that was more inviting. And it was it provided a non-stigmatized place for people to come to. So Mapu Maya, which is, you know, Mapu means to rest and Maya means to come, was a way for us to help break down those barriers.
Yeah, definitely. And the Pacific Plan that you have spoke about, the values and the principles, it relates to us, and that's us.
Yes.
And we can understand.
Yes.
We speak the same language.
Yes. Yes.
And that's all what our people is about, make things and simplifying things.
Yeah, because even when they're at the bottom of the cliff, you know, when they've lost everything or they're desperate or they really need help, we are there to help them, and so it's about them picking up the phone or even asking for help. And so that's been an area we've tried to say, pick up the phone before the bottom of, you know, before the bottom of the cliff scenario. It's all about prevention and early access to services. One of the other big things that we do as well is that we don't just help the gambler, we help the family members. We also provide service for family members and friends who are affected by someone else's gambling. So that is free as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a loved one, maybe a parent or a child or a sister or brother that is has a gambling addiction and they don't want to have any help, but you would like to talk to somebody, pick up the phone, because we also provide that help as well for the community.
Yeah. Bessie, please, while you're on that, can you just give out your details and to ring
your contact? Sure. So we're on a free phone of 0800 21 21 22. That's 0800 21 21 22. If you want to email us, our email is help@mapumaya.nz. If you want to check us out on our Facebook page, just type in Mapu Maya in Facebook, and we have a Facebook page with all our contact details.
Yeah.
So we're able to help it, anybody who either has a gambling addiction or knows someone who has one.
Now, to our beautiful listeners, you have been listening to beautiful Pesio Ahoni, Director, National Pacific Services, Mapu Maya at Problem Gambling Foundation of New Zealand. You won't believe, Pesio, we're almost at the end of our interview this morning. Time goes really fast.
Yes.
But before I give you the last to make your comments, the message that you want your listeners to take away today, I take this opportunity on behalf of Te Ama and the Te Ama Director, Mele Mele Puka, to thank you so very much and the work that you're doing for our people in the community, that God will continue to bless you in helping our people how to get out of this addiction, you know, so for the sake of their families. And so I will give you this time. What would you like your listeners?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Vale. I guess I'd like my listeners to be aware of family members or your loved ones or even yourself, you know, not to leave it. too late, and to and that it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to just to have someone to talk to, someone who maybe you want to speak in your own language to, or someone that you just want to speak on the phone to. So it's always okay to ask for help, and so I'll leave everybody with that, and I would like to thank you, Fale, and also for Lorenzo for the wonderful opportunity that you've given me this morning to come on air and share your time. I'd also like to thank the community for their support over the 10 years for Mapu Maia, and for the wonderful reasons that we get up in the morning and do the work that we do. And I just pray blessings and grace over your program, and I hope God will just bless it and continue to bless it abundantly. So fafte lava fale, fafte lava Planet FM for the Avanoa. Thank you.
So you have been listening again to Pesio, the beautiful woman who is so passionate about helping his people helping her people. God continue to bless you. And also, once again, a reminder of to contact her, 0800 212122, also email help@mapumaya.nz. God bless you, our listeners, and we'll see you again next week. Te ama. Thank you.